you start. And do the list of things you measure every day first.
Time, money, food, weight, amount of runs, hearing lungs, computer, program, boredness, how ready you are, waking hours, how long Sundays are, food you make, listening and speaking, and megabytes per second.
And tell me about one of those. Choose one that you picked, and tell me why you measure it.
How long Sundays are. How long Sundays are, because like we don't want school to come.
And do you think some days feel longer than other days?
Yeah. School feels long, and then the weekend's really short.
So maybe there's a way of measuring Sunday different to a way of measuring other days.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to pass the phone around to the recording device? Give us your list of real things you measure.
Food, balance of diet, time, days and dates, like how long till something, how much time we have to spend, and how much money we've got left or something. How much text we've got left. Like, some people, they get texts and they have a certain amount. Sharing resources, like, say if a family had one laptop to share and there was, like, sisters, and, like, they might, one person might be on and the other person would be like, I'm coming on in an hour.
Let's just imagine that scenario.
Yeah.
Not subject. Feelings, like, I can tell when my friends are moody or upset.
And how do you measure that, Jenny?
I don't know, just look at their face, and it's like, when they're in a good mood, they're like, either they've got their normal face on, or they've got a smile in their face, or their face is like glowing in some sort. And when they're in a bad mood, their face is just really down, and just, and like, when they talk, they're just like, they're not expression-y, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Any more?
I think those two are really interesting.
Yeah,
just said, the amount of nail varnish you on a brush,
yeah,
before when you paint your nails, because you need exactly the right amount.
Yeah, because some people, they fill their whole brush with full of nail varnish.
That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
But with me,
I
put a certain amount of nail varnish on the brush.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pass around, shall we?
Yeah, okay. Next two.
We measure money, amount of food and drink, length of hair, height, weight, length of nails, shoe size, time, like how many friends we have, distance, temperature, length, writing, weather, top up, Wi-Fi, electricity and homework.
Great, good list. And Luke and Mike.
We haven't got a list of such in that kind of in a big exhaustive one, but we did do stuff, and I think we've kind of sort of focused around a theme of like, yeah, feelings, popularity, love.
Yeah.
Stuff that, you know, is a bit complicated, really. And it's kind of like, how do we measure that? How do we measure the people we like and why? And how do you judge that and measure that? And how do you measure, I don't know, yeah, love. Like your parents' love, the love of a sibling, the love of a friend. Things like that. Popularity.
I think
popularity is a very interesting one, as we're in school and, you know, and the kind of world and the landscape of, like, Facebook and MySpace and stuff like that, and how we're constantly being measured as we're sat here. People are measuring us in the virtual world right now, being our friend, asking to be our friend, not asking to be our friend, you know, and how that kind of affects our actual social status within TELUS. Came up with kind of a number of things, again, like kind of swear jar kind of ideas, but kind of based in a kind of more positive sense of, so like if you created jar systems of measuring kind of how many times a day